Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Of weight of pop music that Britain has proved so good at.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Producing. In classical music, it seems Britain has a rather ropey reputation for creating it. The idea that all of the action is taking place elsewhere in France, Italy, Germany, America, and that we here have basically done best with, even with, as it were, foreigners, likes of Handel.
I think also there's the anxiety with British classical music that it is sort of contradicting slightly the multicultural element that is required. And that even though, obviously, the history of classical music in the 20th century of British composers is exceedingly multicultural, really, there's a worry that it's taken everybody back to the cathedrals and the village greens, and that it's only folk and Tudor, and that somehow it's an embarrassment and that it's too gentle and polite.
But isn't that then a failing of the British classical music tradition to fail to pick up with trends in modernism, say, that were taking place in Europe, but always looking back to the green and pleasant idyll that we spoke about earlier?
I think it's as much a problem with, at a time like this, how the music is filtered through and who chooses it and why it's chosen.